We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined on the line by Mitchell Northam of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's following the LeSean McCoy story very closely from down there. Atlanta, of course, right outside of Atlanta, is where this entire home invasion happened, where the investigation is centered around. Mitchell, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning. When this story broke, I'm curious to know, reporters down there in Atlanta, was there a lot of buzz going on? Was this as big of a story as it was around here in Buffalo and Philadelphia, other areas where LeSean McCoy has played?
Sure, yeah. Thanks for having me on. I saw the, I think the initial things that started coming out about McCoy on Tuesday was, I think it all started with that Instagram post from that account that we still don't really know who is behind. I saw that sometime on Tuesday morning, but it wasn't really connected to Georgia yet. At that time, I had no idea that LeSean McCoy was even living in Milton or had a house there or anything. And then as, some more reporting was done, we kind of got word that, that there was a home invasion that happened at his house in Milton. Since then, we've been on it here at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. TV stations and radio have been reporting on it. This is a big deal. We're definitely, following the story yesterday. I'm not 100% sure of our site metrics, but I think it was one of the most read stories on our website yesterday. People are definitely interested in the story, and, a lot of the media outlets down here are covering it pretty well.
Mitchell, what are the options here? That he did it, which I guess kind of seems unlikely because it really seems like he was in Miami, that he had someone do it, or that she did it and she's framing him, right?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Police are, the Milton Police Department is being pretty tight-lipped right now. They really haven't released a whole lot of information. And LeSean McCoy is being pretty quiet, aside from that that brief statement that he put out on social media on Tuesday. He hasn't really said anything other than he had nothing to do with, whatever happened there. What we know right now is that there was a home invasion, according to, the police. And according to Ms. Cordone's lawyers, Felicia Cordone, that's LeSean's ex-girlfriend who was in the home when the home invasion happened, according to her lawyer, she was assaulted during the home invasion. She was hit in the face and the head with a handgun. A police report that came out yesterday from the Milton Police Department, again, it's very vague and lacks a lot of details, but it does back up that there was aggravated assault at the home with a handgun. So that part is corroborated by police. But again, there's just not a whole lot of facts out there other than there was a home invasion at LeSean McCoy's home, and she was the victim of it.
Now, we learned yesterday that McCoy hired defense attorney Don Samuel to represent him. What kind of reputation does he have around the Atlanta area?
So Mr. Samuel is a definitely a high-profile attorney. Your folks up there in Buffalo, might be a little bit familiar with, just some other folks around the NFL. So he's represented Ray Lewis back, I think, about two decades ago when Lewis was, I think, charged with a double homicide here in Atlanta. I think that was around the Super Bowl when the Titans and the Rams were playing at the Georgia Dome. Those charges eventually got dropped, so Samuel represented Lewis in that case, and those charges got dropped. He represented Ben Roethlisberger in a, I believe it was like a sexual harassment case that happened down here in Georgia. He was represented rapper T.I., and most recently he was a lawyer for Tex MacGyver, who up in Buffalo you guys might not be familiar with, but he was a pretty high-profile attorney himself down here. And he was actually convicted and found guilty of murdering his wife and was sentenced away from prison. So that was the most recent case that Samuel was involved in, but he's definitely has a lot of experience, you know, representing some high-profile people and has experience representing NFL players.
Yeah, and is the woman in this case claiming squatter's rights?
So I'm not exactly sure what she is exactly claiming, but, you know, I did look up some court records and some property records. So the home is actually owned by a trust called, I believe it's LMK Trust or something similar to that. It's in my story at the AJC. And that LMK matches, you know, McCoy's initials, and the trust has a Buffalo address. So that trust has owned the home since October 2016. Cordone's lawyer, Tanya Mitchell Graham, who is also based in Atlanta, she claims that, you know, she has lived in the home since October 2016. But there are court records that show that McCoy has twice tried to evict her. The first happened in the summer of 2017. It didn't go through because basically when the eviction was filed, LeSean McCoy and his lawyer, they put the same address for McCoy and her on there, which is fine. You know, if you and I live in the same home and I'm trying to evict you and we have the same address, I have to specify on the eviction notice, you know, what room and what part of the house you're staying in, so that way the eviction notice can be served properly. And that was never done. So the marshal's office basically told McCoy that, you know, we can't serve this eviction notice because you need to specify. It looks like that was never really followed up on until recently in June. McCoy tried to evict her again, except this time one of his Pittsburgh teammates at the University of Pittsburgh filed the eviction notice on his behalf instead of a lawyer. So because of that, her lawyer is trying to get, you know, that dispossessory notice just tossed out and disregarded because the person that filed it is not somebody who is a lawyer.
All right. Well, Mitchell, we appreciate all the information and hope to be talking with you again soon in the future. That's Mitchell Northam of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.